This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump celebrates the successful U.S. commando raid in Syria that killed Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. On Monday, the president called al-Baghdadi a sick and depraved man who is now dead. VOA Steve Herman reports.
Speaking at a convention of police chiefs in Chicago, Trump touted that his administration had accomplished what a previous president should have done years ago, ensuring the demise of the Islamic State leader.
He's dead. He's dead as a doornail. And he didn't die bravely either, I will tell you that.
The president says he hopes to release some video from the operation. Defense officials say the video and images from the raid are undergoing review, so excerpts can be declassified and made public. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The House is planning a vote this week to formalize the impeachment inquiry against President Trump, which has the White House crying foul. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the resolution will set procedures for the impeachment inquiry and affirm the ongoing existing investigation. The White House has said it's not cooperating because the investigation is not valid without a House vote, which Pelosi hopes to counter. The president's spokeswoman, Stephanie Grisham, says whatever evidence already gathered is completely and irreversibly illegitimate. She says the decision to hold a floor vote this week shows that Democrats were conducting an unauthorized proceeding, collecting shady closed-door depositions that denied the president his due process. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Pakistan has reassured the United States of its steadfast support to the peace and reconciliation process in war-shattered Afghanistan, stressing the important role parties to the conflict to take